This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. We are here to express ourselves and to have you join in with the winners. We are all winners. Jennifer is a winner. Victoria is a winner. I'm a winner. Rich McFadden, who's in for Kara Schillen, is a winner. Low-performing people look backward. We don't. We look forward, moving ahead in time, thinking about the future. Can't do anything about the past, so how about you? Are you looking to have a good day, a wonderful week, a good month, fabulous year? Or are you stuck in the old thinking? Maybe you can cast it aside as we listen to things that are going on in the here and now. Jennifer, what's here? What's now?
Well, escalation of tension in the Middle East. Over the weekend, Iran sent 700 missiles in the way of Israel. There is a ceasefire that has been reached, and even Bibi Netanyahu is getting some criticism for making that deal with Tehran. In response to that, the United States deployed an aircraft carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East on very short notice over the weekend after what they called clear indications that Iran and their proxies were planning an attack on U.S. forces in the region. This is not great news for not only the United States, for Israel, for the whole world if this starts to kind of come to a crescendo. The White House's decision to dispatch an aircraft carrier followed these clear indications that the forces were preparing to attack U.S. forces in the region. That probably means U.S. forces that are still in Iraq. John Bolton said last night, he's a national security advisor, quote, in response to a number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings, the United States is deploying the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group and a bomber task force to the U.S. Central Command region. The United States is not looking for war with the Iranian regime, but are fully prepared to respond to any attack. That matters because this move could make an Iranian decision maker think again if there are United States troops and forces nearby. It's a one-year anniversary, by the way, from the U.S.'s deal with Iran that was set up under the Obama administration, and Washington knows they need to be prepared if there's any message being sent by the Iranians towards U.S. or our allies in the area.
Just these people, the people that are running the country, the Ayatollah and his religious zealots that work with him, are so against the grain of the average person. This is an age thing to a point. But we see this sort of thing happening around the rest of the world, but it's very noticeable in Iran, information coming out of Iran, how upset people are there with their government. And I wouldn't, you know, what these people who are pushing or have they have that agenda in there, they got their fingers on the button, are not speaking for the country. And it's an educated, articulate country. So the fact that these things still go on, and these people have the brazenness, I guess it's, I don't know what else you call it, to continue to stir this pot because of their hatred for the Jews, doesn't set well, that's being nice about it, with the people who are the average rank and file under 50-year-old Iranian. So sooner or later, I see a trend, frankly, where this the space is going to get shorter and more narrow for these people. Anybody, I mean, whether it's these folks or this nutbird in North Korea, how do they ever expect to win a war? What are you going to prove by starting something like this, which will, and the unrest that it causes in your countries? In North Korea, they don't know any better. Frankly, there's no real news, there's no connection to the outside world. But in Iran, that's not the case. So the continuing focus, and this is just another example of the old school thinking that is religious, based on some religious idea that is outmoded. And so what is why do you hate Jews? Why would you hate anybody that, you know, is different than you? Why? What does it do? How does it make it like when, remember, Richie, we used to talk about this all the time on the air when the gay marriage controversy first started, and people would call and say, oh, it's going to ruin marriage. Why? How's it going to affect
straight
you and
people
your marriage?
Have ruined marriage.
Yeah. What are you
the divorce rate has nothing to do with gay people.
No. It's that kind of thinking that you wonder, and so it's so ingrained in people. They think they have to believe what somebody else tells them. Think for yourself. And that's what's beginning to happen in Iran. One wonders how long it'll take. They can't keep the information from the outside world out of North Korea forever. I noticed that the country is testing projectiles, along with the Iranian news, Jennifer. North Korean state media releasing photos over the weekend of some projectile testing. What does projectile mean? It means missiles, right?
Short
rocket launchers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the photos show Fatty watching live fire drills of long-range multi-rocket launchers, ballistic missile as well. In one photo, he points at a monitor showing a weapon landing in the sea between North Korea and Japan. And in another report, he said the country's military is strengthening its needs to be more persistent. Meanwhile, every morning in most of the major cities, the urban areas of North Korea, there are carts that go through the cities picking up the dead from the streets. And how long does that go on?
That's crazy. That sounds like a Monty Python scene.
Well, it's like
bring
an
out
old
your
scene
dead.
From what went on when the Jews, when the Nazis took over Poland, for example, and they put them in a quarantine area and they didn't give them any food and they were all dying. That happened in World War II.
It's crazy.
So it is
happening
crazy
right now in China, actually. There's been a lot of reporting. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but even Mike Pompeo was asked over the weekend, the Secretary of State, about it. Did you know that the Chinese are putting 1 million Muslims into what they call re-education centers?
Yeah.
And no one has said a word about it. Nobody around the world. And there are 1 million people that are locked up in these encampments or these re-education centers. Really
well,
strange.
I don't know that the well, this has been going on for a while, but groups like Amnesty International and Witness and a lot of other groups like that have been you know talking about this for well over a year. I just don't know if it's you know sexy enough for the new mainstream news to report on it, but it's a horrible thing. And if we're going to be putting more you know more tariffs and stuff and whatever sanctions on China or tariffs, if there's going to be a big tariff war, then why can't I don't know I would personally love to see President Trump bring that up and talk about that as well. I don't think he will, but I think that it's important to talk about.
The administration talked about it this weekend. That's why I even brought it up, because Pompeo was talking about it. And that's the first time I had even heard about it.
The risk the Chinese, again, back to what's happened, the advances in China, they wouldn't hesitate to kill hundreds of thousands of their own people if there was an uprising. But remember how things have changed there in the last 10 years even, 10, 15 years, and how they have actually a middle class. And these people are used to making money and spending money. What the heck? The average, the most popular car in China now is a Buick. They could never have done that 20 years ago, so the government takes credit. Oh, look at what we're doing for you. But by the same token, this sort of stuff, they can't keep this quiet. They can't keep it from the people that are making their living in front of a computer. They have access. The Chinese government tries to keep the pipe from having access to some of these things, but it's very difficult to do, very difficult these days. One of the things I have to do is pause at 16 after the hour on the DJV program.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Ward's Large Regular Car Vehicle Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
So other things happening around the world, I don't know if you've heard the story or not about the investigation going on now. There's a spa in New Mexico that believes that two people have contracted the HIV virus after undergoing a vampire facial treatment.
Yeah. It's like it brings blood up. It's gross looking, but people love these vampire facials.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I would never do this. I love all kinds of beauty treatments and stuff, but this is one I would never go near.
Involves needles being impressed into the arm in order to draw out blood. The blood is then spun into a machine to separate the plasma and the platelets from the red blood cells, and then it's applied to your face with the intention of revitalizing your skin and your, you know, whatever other anti-aging things it can jazz up. The separated blood is high in protein and stem cells, boosting collagen production. It's good for elasticity in your skin. But the Department of Health called in to investigate two people contracting HIV virus. So why would that be unless they had HIV in their own blood? They're not using somebody else's blood, or
I don't know. There's something, yeah. Or the needles. They just didn't use clean needles. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pass. Hard pass.
Wow.
I'm surprised. Truthfully, I'm surprised this hasn't happened sooner.
Why? Because of the way it's done?
Because every little day spa wants to call itself a med spa, and there are no doctors overseeing any of this stuff, and, you know, it's all about the profit margin and suckering people in. Look at all the women who get the bogus Botox and end up, their faces are forever changed and warped, and it's just horrible, and there's no regulation really on any of this stuff, so you have to really be careful.
There's too much regulation on some things and not enough on others. When do we get to a happy medium of having, you know, getting sort of our money's worth out of what we pay in tax? Look at the FDA and how influenced they are by big pharma, et cetera, et cetera. It's a joke. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah, you're home.
All right, let's move out of this one fast. I'm going to go to sleep. Even though we know Ed Sheeran is popular, the singing and songs by Ed and Frank Sinatra, now popular at funerals. It's a new poll that's out today. I don't know why I'm thinking. Well, I suppose this is something that we ought to be thinking about. Sinatra's My Way topped the latest chart drawn by the biggest chain of funeral directors. But for the first time since the exercise began 15 years ago, not a single traditional hymn made it into the top 10. Supermarket Flowers by Ed Sheeran, tribute to his late mom, no, his grandmother, written from the perspective of his mother, made the list for the first time. My Way held the number one slot for a number of years, since 2014, in fact. And then there's always Look on the Bright Side of Life, Richie, from Monty Python. All right, this is it.
Always look on the bright side of life. Da-da.
Da-da, da-da, da-da. This would be your funeral, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This one's my funeral. Oh, yeah. This one and Louis Armstrong.
That's
stuff
the one
like
I
that.
Would think of as a funeral song. What a wonderful
yep.
world.
Yep. Right. Other popular choices include Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
I feel like you need to be a really big Zeppelin fan to have that at a funeral. Right.
Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell.
Who I don't
want to have
that.
This is just a joke. Right?
What is the Bat Out of Hell song?
There it is.
Weird. It's a weird choice.
Yeah. Awful. And then Angels, played by Robbie Williams.
I can see that one. Yeah, I get that.
What people want more than anything at a funeral is a combination of the personal and the familiar, said Reverend Jeremy Brooks, a member of the Church of England focus group working on funerals. Contemporary lyrics, he says, classical music and songs that have been the soundtrack of our lives are all valuable in helping people remember and grieve. Right. When I'm grieving, I certainly want to listen to Meatloaf.
Sometimes I like to eat meatloaf.
Right after the ceremony, we'll go downstairs and have a big meal. Thanks to Fred for providing us with this chance to get together. All right, next up, Jack White has been awarded an honorary doctor degree during Wayne State University's commencement ceremony in Detroit. Often called a hometown hero, he was honored for his dedication to his home city, Detroit, and contributing to the arts there. I didn't realize there was too much art going on in Detroit these days. That's nice. Earlier this month, Mr. White took part in a birthday celebration for Loretta Lynn, who did a duet with Margot Price during a tribute performance. He recently reunited the Raconteurs for their first album in 11 years called Help Us, Stranger. Album comes out 21st of next month. How many people here are fans of Jack White? Richie, you like him because he's a guitarist, right?
I hate him quite horrible.
I really like him.
I saw him at Jazz Fest last year.
Yeah.
It is one of the stranger things you'll ever see. You can't figure out what the hell is going on.
Really?
It's the weirdest
thing. I guess it's maybe polarizing, but I really like him. I saw the White Stripes a couple times, and I thought they were great. So it's not for everybody, I guess, but people who love him really love him.
No, I get it, but I just didn't get it. So.
Well, there we go. That's something we can all argue about for the whole day here. 28 after on the DJV program.
Jim Peewee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Vestogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump hosting the U.S. Military Academy football team at the White House, presenting the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army Black Knights, who sealed the title with a win over Air Force.
Because you play for more than a trophy. The lessons you learn on the football field will help you to lead on the battlefield. And hopefully we won't have too many battles because we're building a military so strong that nobody's going to mess with us. Nobody.
He's arrived, but we haven't seen him yet. Meghan Markle gives birth to a baby boy.
Husband and new dad, Prince Harry, confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace, saying that the boy weighs 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
It's been the most amazing experience I could ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension.
I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Rich McFadden here with us. Kara Schillen is out. And Victoria has trending stories. What's happening, Victoria?
Well, we've got an update on Brunei. Of course, we talked about this a few weeks ago. There was a very high-profile campaign started by George Clooney and Elton John to boycott all of the hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei. And the reason for that was because Brunei had was going to impose the death penalty on anyone convicted of having gay sex. And so now Brunei has actually backed down. They say that they will not impose the death penalty on those convicted of having gay sex. And this is in a bid to temper the international condemnation that followed the rollout of this new Islamic law. Now, this is Sharia law, essentially, and Brunei is a very small Asian kingdom. It became the first East Asian country to introduce Sharia law at a national level in 2014. And that, of course, is part of this death penalty for being gay was a part of that. And so J.P. Morgan, Deutsche Bank, a lot of major corporations got behind this boycott. And, you know, and this just is the power of capitalism and consumerism.
Money talks and VS walks. That's what happens under the circumstances.
So now, yeah, so the Sultan had gave a speech on Sunday saying that there had been misconceptions about the laws. Yeah, right. And that he said that he will he will apprehend and investigate and, you know, and look into what else is going to happen here. But for right now, there was such a global spotlight on the death penalty being imposed, so it's good. Hey, congratulations to George Clooney and Elton John for making something really work out that should never have been a law.
How many countries still have
ridiculous sultans?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
We have the Sultan's text number, 77177. Text BS to 77177. Okay? Take care of that right off the bat. DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Couple of items from the Boeing Corporation. Number one, another 737 had a crash over the weekend. This time ran into a river off the Jacksonville Airport, but it wasn't a 737 MAX. It was an older 737. Doesn't look like, well, it's hard to figure out what the real problem is because the plane's still in the water. What bothered a lot of people, bringing up people that are working for the federal government from Guantanamo up to Jacksonville, where there is a base, I guess a Navy base there, the plane wasn't completely submerged in the St. John's River, but apparently there were people who had changed duty, so they had all their belongings with them, including their pets who were in the belly of the plane, and the pets all drowned because the plane was in the water in the river. So, and apparently, maybe the more significant story here, Boeing admitting, and my God, the lawsuits are going to have out of this, they admitted that some of the earlier 737 MAXs that were delivered accidentally, quote unquote, had a cockpit warning light as an option. So they didn't mandate that it wasn't a standard feature. And if it was an option, then you wouldn't know the cockpit warning light or buzzers or whatever go on saying there's something. I've been in the cockpit of a plane.
Who wouldn't choose
cockpit
that? Who wouldn't choose that option?
Well, why would they have as an option?
Yeah.
That's the real question here. The management of Boeing looks really bad.
I don't know how the CEO
right
still has a job.
I don't either.
Because there's another headline that I'm seeing right now that the sensor that was used on the 737 MAX had been flagged 216 times to the FAA before the crashes.
Yeah.
Right. So that means they knew for a long time that there was a serious problem, and then they got caught with the two crashes, which is terrible.
Right.
But how does this guy have a job still? I don't get it.
It's a really amazing. You're right. And the fact that the FAA apparently warned the airlines that had bought this plane, this is what even makes it more. This shows you the collusion between the feds now that are letting the airlines and the airplane manufacturers inspect their own planes. So the FAA was told during the first investigation that, in fact, the warning lights were shut off on the 737 MAXs. The pilots were told as part of training to just keep them off. And the warning light would have, what they needed to know, and that is that the plane was going into a nosedive, and the computer is, the plane is hitting weather. This is basically the synopsis. Plane maybe hits some weather or strong winds, and it starts heading down. That's what happens when the plane is confronted with some sort of wind, pushes the plane down. So automatically, if it's on autopilot, it pushes the plane up, and then if it overcompensates, which is what they were doing, the 737 MAXs were overcompensating, and then there's another thing in the computer that in order to make it compensate against going up too high, it changes the rudder or something, and that overcompensated the other way, and that's what put the planes into a nosedive. And the pilots didn't know what to do. Hello, fly the damn plane and shut the computers off. No more of this autopilot stuff where the plane takes over with an Airbus. The pilots really have to work hard once the plane gets to 10,000 feet for autopilot not to take over. The people that want to fly the planes now, an American pilot told me this a few months ago, they figured out how to get around the autopilot because they don't want the autopilot to fly the plane. Most of the time they want to fly it themselves. But this is how where we go. You know, When I hear these stories and I think about how dangerous it is in the skies, think about your car that's on autopilot, because that's what these automatic cars are that they're building right now. They want to sell you, this is a wonderful way to stop accidents and all that other stuff. Really? We have plenty of accidents for sure based on human frailty.
Look at all the accidents that the self-driving cars during the testing have had.
Yeah. So, you want that?
Yeah. No. No thanks.
Thanks. No, not at all. So, anyway, Boeing got a real problem on their hands. And you're right, Victoria. I don't get how this guy still has a job, frankly.
And he's pretty arrogant, by the way. I don't know if you've seen any video clips of him talking to the press, but he acts like, you know, like there's not even
their
a problem
fault.
And that it's, and like it's the media's fault and it's everyone else's fault for talking about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, and then blaming pilots. He's actually, that's what he's also done. He's blamed the pilots.
Well, they're not there to defend themselves. It's an issue.
Yeah.
Right. They're in a box. Yeah. Next business story, focus on CVS. Consumer value stores and their drug stores, they're closing 46 of them, saying the locations are underperforming. They're continuing to shift more of the retail presence toward healthcare services. So this move is going to cost CVS about $135 million, as they call it store rationalization. The cuts represent fewer than 1% of their 9,600 stores. Can you go in any community, any size, and not see a CVS or a Walgreens or something on every corner? They're all over there, everywhere. Everywhere. And they're cash stores, too. It's all cash. Big business, like supermarkets. The closures happened over the last month or two, included a big store, 64,000-square-foot store in Springfield, Missouri, described as the largest CVS in the world. They're too big. They're building these things too big. Four stores in Chicago, two in San Francisco, two in Minneapolis, same size or close to it. CVS plans to reduce floor space dedicated to retail products. I mean, you go in there and you see all this crappy food. That's one of the things.
It's more food than anything else now. It's junk food.
They stopped selling cigarettes, but they're selling crap food.
It's all candy. There's a CVS across the street from our apartment, and I was there over the weekend.
Preserves food.
Aisle after aisle after aisle of all junk food.
Right. So that's not going to help them any, it would seem.
Well, what should they sell?
They should sell, if they're going to, why do they sell food at all? It's not a food store, it's a drug store.
Yeah, but they're obviously doing snacks and quick purchase items that they're not selling, or they probably wouldn't sell it.
When you walk into a CVS, is there always a problem at the cash register where it's...
Yep, always in line.
They have to call a manager over because somebody's got a coupon.
And on Friday, it's filled with beer. People go into a drugstore to buy beer on Friday.
I can't see CVS because every time I go in there, the person in front of me is going to write a check, have a coupon, and the cashier doesn't know how to handle it.
I found that yesterday the case, Richie. You're right. I went into a CVS store to get some Mucinex, and I went, you know, I'm figuring I'm in and out fast. Now there's somebody in front of me, and then the manager comes over. He's got to do the register and count the cash. And I looked
at it. That's why I like the self-checkout.
Well, I didn't see it in this.
The one across from me does not have it here, which they should because it's so much faster.
Yeah.
But wherever they have the self-checkouts are better. But to answer Jen's question of what should they sell, I think that they're stupid to not pick up on some of the holistic. Right, but I think they're stupid to not pick up on the holistic brands that Whole Foods sells in their beauty section.
Yep.
And even Wegmans has a lot of the brands that I have to drive 25 minutes to Wegmans or to Whole Foods.
Yep. We get a lot of that in our, well, I'm actually thinking of Rite Aid, and Rite Aid in my neighborhood, because we don't really have
now
CVS, we're the
Walgreens
exception.
Yeah.
Well, our Rite Aid sells a lot of those holistic products in the, you know, in the supplement aisle, that sort of thing. I mean, not fully integrated throughout the store, but certainly
but
in
you're right. That's a great, very smart, Victoria. You're right about that. Yep. So there's a business focus. This week, May 5th through the 11th, is National Small Business Week. Recognition to the critical contribution small businesses make to our country. However, entrepreneurs face the first few years of business with trepidation for sure due to low survival rates. Here's Andy Solomon with that story.
According to a J.P. Morgan Institute report, 41% of new U.S. jobs are generated by small businesses. However, only one out of three new businesses survives more than 3 years. Dave McLaughlin, WeWork general manager, says shared workspaces are helping first-time entrepreneurs succeed.
businesses working with WeWork are experiencing a 22% annual job growth rate as compared to a global average of less than 2%. And what's exciting for us is to see the new businesses in the WeWork community, how they're thriving. They're actually 13% more likely to survive as compared to their peers.
Courtney Brand is the founder of The Lighthouse, a career platform that connects professionals with business leaders and mentors. For her, the WeWork community has been key to her company's growth.
Since joining WeWork, we've seen our community size grow by more than 10 times. As we continue growing, we know that WeWork will have the space to support us.
For more information, visit WeWork.com.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 1717. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date, and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1717. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1717.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The Jetsons TV series in the 60s featured flying cars. Pretty out of this world back then, but a reality by 2023. At least a dozen companies are prototyping and testing flying cars right now. Vertical takeoff and landing crafts, or VTOLs, will deliver people and goods faster than ground transport, and taking cars off the road in the process. Uber hopes to start hauling passengers in 5-seat hybrid vehicles called Uber Air above LA and Dallas by 2023. Uber projects that eventually Uber Air will cost riders the same as Uber Ground. But the technology is moving quicker than government regulations, and the real challenge could be integrating thousands of these flying cars into an urban air mobility system. Check out robreport.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Money Pit time. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every weekend, has fabulous ideas that I want him, what he does is come on here and spoil it for the people listening on the weekend, because he always tells us the tips ahead of time. So, as you'll know, it's like Game of Thrones. This is a game of fixes.
Yeah.
And the fix is in. All right, so Tommy, one of the things that we're all doing, if we can get away from the raindrops here in the Northeast anyway, is try to clean up our houses after the winter, all the things coming off the trees, people wanting to power wash their homes, and some folks hire it done. However, yep. There may be a way around that, yes?
Well, certainly you could hire it done, Doug, or you could, you know, buy your own pressure washer. I mean, I love pressure washers. They're like this magical tool because you know how we all love the before and after
yes.
of a good home improvement project?
Ugly before, clean after.
Right. Well, a pressure washer is like the before and after in the palms of your hand because as you start to blast away all the dirt and grime that the winter left behind, you see the fresh, you know, spring-like colors that pop yeah. up from your patios and your driveways and your decks. Right underneath that, I just picked up a brand new pressure washer because I like to upgrade my pressure washers every once in a while.
Do you?
And why not? I mean, it's a smart thing to do. I got from Greenworks, they have a new one out that's the 2300 PSI electric pressure washer. And what's kind of cool about this one is the technology always amazes me because it gets better and better. So some of the things that, you know, you might not find in another pressure washer is that you don't get consistent power. You know, when you're trying to, say, do a project that needed more water pressure, it kind of stands right where it was the whole time. So this Greenworks product has this technology called Smart Flow that will boost the amount of water based on the project, and then it also has a technology called JetFlow that will boost the amount of power that you need based on the project. So how might this be important? Well, let's say that you are trying to clean up high on your house, like maybe towards the roof line, right, or the gutter line or something like that. And if you're on grade, you need a lot more power to push that water up there. And these technologies adjust for that. And it's all possible because the equipment today has brushless motor technology, which gives you that torque and tenacity to do what you need to do. And because of that technology, you can really get a lot more done with the equipment. This 2300 PSI unit from Greenworks is sold at Lowe's, and I was looking at the reviews. And I think this is indicative of what people think of the product. 93% of those who purchased it recommended it, and it had like a 4.5 out of 5-star rating with like 140 purchasers so far, when I check, probably more right now. So yeah. I think that bodes well for it. It's under $300, so why not?
Why not? All right, here's listener Brian, who's in Cobleskill, cleaned his deck, but noticed that the boards are badly cracked.
Yep.
That's where that new plastic resin thing, what is that stuff called? The new
composite?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So that's also a good idea. So first of all, you want to know what your options are. And certainly what happens to those deck boards is as they get exposed to the UV that the sun dishes out, they will crack and check and become splintery. So two options, one less expensive, one more expensive. Less expensive is they have paints today that are called high-yield paints and they're very thick. And these types of paints are sold by the major brand manufacturers. They're used for decking and such like that in docks. You don't get a lot of coverage out of them, but if you want to try to buy yourself an extra couple or 3 years out of your deck, you can use one of these high-yield paints and put a really thick layer of paint on it.
The other option, cracks from the weather.
It fills up the cracks, yeah. The other option is to take off just the decking boards and replace only those decking boards with composite decking. And this presumes that the substructure, the floor joists and such, are in good condition and that the deck is properly and securely attached to the house so we don't have any collapses when you have your 4th of July barbecue and it's filled up with 100 of your personal friends. You know, you want to be careful of stuff.
Sue him!
Yeah. You know, we kid, but it's every time we have a big holiday, you know, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, you hear around the country of deck collapses because they get under weight of all those people. So you've got to be really careful about making sure your deck and inspecting your deck to make sure it is properly secure to your house, because that's usually the weak point where it pulls away from the house and down it goes.
There you go. All right, good advice there. By the way, going back to the power washer, can we find out more information about it at the Money Pit newsletter?
We do have it. It was actually in last week's Money Pit newsletter, and it's on MoneyPit.com right now.
All right, so sign up for the Money Pit newsletter and check out what's going on at MoneyPit.com. It's newsletter at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti, the co-host of that program. Find out how to remodel, fix, decorate your house. It's a great community service they provide at MoneyPit.com. 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.